On the show today, we have Northwest Federal Credit Union's Derek Fazell. He is the one of the five 2017 Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec finalists, so he's on the show to tell us about his platform, so check it out. And on today's program, we have a finalist in the midst, Mr. Derek Fazell from Northwest Federal Credit Union. How are you, Derek?
I'm doing very well, Mike. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you very much for asking. So you are the 2017 Q's Next Top Credit Union Executive finalist, one of five finalists, and we're having them on individually to interview and find out a little bit more about you guys, and so we can all vote on you and all that type of cool stuff. So first of all, how does it feel to be a finalist? Congratulations.
It's exciting. It's very exciting. It's also humbling. I'll say that. When I was first asked to get involved with the program, and when I was nominated by my CFO, I was like, I'm not sure if this is really for me. And he goes, no, I swear it is. Like, what? It's ideal for you. So, but, you know, here I am.
Right,
that many months later. So,
yeah, let's. What do you do at your credit union? You're the VP of finance, I'm assuming. So, what exactly do you do there?
So, I oversee both the treasury and investment function, the finance, traditional finance function, as well as the financial planning and analysis function, which oversees budgeting, forecasting, product costing, and analysis.
A whole lot of numbers, it sounds like.
A whole lot of numbers. I also am the chair of the pricing committee, so I help dictate the pricing for all of our products and services. Cool. So kind of involved in a lot of different things.
You are a man wearing many, many hats. So let's talk about your platform. It's FAIR. It's called the FAIR Framework Series, and FAIR is an acronym. So you want to explain this for us?
Absolutely. So we as credit union professionals do a really good job of educating our members on financial matters, financial education.
Yeah.
Well, what I think we often fail to do appropriately is educate our employees about how our business actually operates. And that's what the FAIR framework is about. It's to educate people on finance, accounting, risk, and economics, and how those key pieces actually interrelate to our strategy and how we think about operating in the future.
Nice. And so how did you come up with this project? I mean, obviously it's probably something you've kind of been working on for a while in some form or fashion. So together.
So for 2 years now, I've been advocating that we needed better education around financial management for non-financial managers. You know, I can talk accounting or finance all day long, and nobody bats an eye. But whenever I go to my branch managers and they ask, well, how does this interplay into our budget? Or how does this impact our forecast for next quarter? They don't often understand how the nuances of things actually roll through and how it actually impacts our members ultimately. So 2 years ago, I started advocating for this kind of education. We got executive approval earlier this year to say, yes, let's go for it. And then simultaneously was the nomination for the Next Top Credit Union Executive.
So good timing.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. So how has the process been since the beginning? Because obviously you've been in it since the beginning, and there's been many steps along the way. So how has that whole process been?
So it's been entertaining. there are deadlines, of course, that it's always about meeting the deadline to make sure you're getting everything you need to get done in. But it's also, just managing the rest of the process alongside, so it's just everything from teaching the class, from actually getting feedback on what works, what doesn't work for the class setting, and then trying to incorporate that into various blog posts about, this is the feedback that I got, or this is what they really enjoy. This one aspect, I'll say in the accounting class, I did not expect them to really dive into the whole explicit and implicit cost piece of things the way that they did. We use an example of movie theater, like going to the movies. What are the explicit costs? Well, tickets, popcorn, depending on who your date is, as we've learned out about each other. But often the implicit cost of transportation to get there, maybe parking, and depending on who your date might be, it could be dinner as well. What are all the costs that are involved in just a night out on the town? And that they really took.
Oh, I like that example. Very, very cool. And this is an online course, right? Or is it in-house or both online?
It's in-house right now.
Okay.
We are actually developing the course to be an online course eventually. We are working on that piece of it so that we can help other credit unions and deliver that to even managers who are not located here within our facility.
Yeah.
But we're looking at every possibility for this course. I've been contacted from people from Ireland and Trinidad and Tobago about helping to develop courses for credit union boards so that they understand the financial impacts of the decisions that they're making. And we're working working on that at this time.
Good for you. Good for you. You are taking on the whole online course tidal wave that's happening right now. So good for you for catching that train. My next question was really what prompted you to enter the competition, but it sounds like somebody there at your credit union said, hey, kind of pushed you in there.
Absolutely. My CFO, Joe Hasto, he's pretty new to the credit union, but really about a month after he arrived, he said, so have you heard of this competition? I think it would be great for you. And I think this FAIR Framework series is ideal for it.
Yeah.
So I said, sure, you know, I'll dive in if you insist. And so here we go.
I insist. All right. So what are your plans? I mean, hypothetically, I mean, it sounds like you got a great idea here. What are your plans if you win?
I win or lose, it doesn't really matter to me, okay. Honestly, at this point. What I plan to do is to take the course and really educate as many credit union employees
right
as we can at any credit union throughout the world. Like, that's the ultimate goal of this course.
Just thinking that this can be a global thing very, very easily.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's really about sustaining the credit union movement in the long run. Mm-hmm. You know, that's financial education from the corporate side about how we operate and how we function is really about building a sustainable credit union movement for mm-hmm. the long
run.
Yeah. We as credit union professionals are facing a lot of challenge right now from, you know, financial intermediaries or non-financial institutions who are playing in that financial space.
Yeah.
And because of that, we have these threats of substitution, whether that's a bank, another credit union, or these non-financial players who've really developed into that space. How do we combat that? How do we stay relevant in the long haul while still giving back to our members
mm-hmm.
effectively, building services and programs that benefit them?
Yeah.
And that's what that course is.
Right.
And I think that, you know, if I win, that I think it'll help to push the course
yeah.
that there. But even if I don't win, there's already opportunity, and I see that.
Yeah.
People need it.
Well, you're already getting exposure now. I mean, just being on the website, this interview, and I'm sure other interviews and stuff, so that you're getting it. I mean, all the projects that everyone's doing are getting some really good exposure and some great ideas out there. So good stuff, good stuff. Any final words to wrap up, Derek?
I you know, I'm just really excited. We're a month away now.
Yeah.
Still got to get travel coordinated and all the fun stuff that goes with that. But I'm really looking forward to actually meeting the other finalists
yeah.
in Vegas. I've had several online conversations with various participants at this point. It's actually be good to, you know, put a name and a face together.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Looking forward to that. And then from there, you know, I just want to help propel the credit union movement further, you know,
and
make it sustainable in the long haul.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Derek, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little bit here. Appreciate your time. And I really like your project. I mean, all the projects are fantastic. So it just sounds like a really good idea. So best of luck to you. And we'll see you there at the show as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Mike. I look forward to seeing you as well.
Indeed. Indeed.